Okay, Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble's not here. Sorry.
Public participation, visitors and guests. No one has signed up. Does anybody wish to speak? Seeing none. Item three, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Jason, I do have an issue with the agenda, and that's item 4B, to discuss district property. As we had a few months ago discussed, there was a private meeting that both, only two board members, both you and Mr. Knight, attended with the city to discuss the sale of district property or something to that effect. At that time, we had said that any district property sale or issue with that, that it should only involve a full discussion of the board. Mm-hmm. Ms. Webble had asked that this meeting be changed. For whatever reason, it was not. That item was put on the agenda, I believe, by you. I don't think it's appropriate to begin any discussions about district property without Ms. Webble being present.
Okay. There was no private meeting. The meeting was...
It was two board members.
Okay, which two board members can meet with the city. We were invited by the city and the mayor to have a preliminary discussion about if we were going to move forward with a consultant. We invited the superintendent and our business manager. So there was nothing private about that.
Well, let me just explain. When I was president a year ago, the city came to me and made the same request. I declined the meeting, saying that it was inappropriate to have any discussion without the full board being present.
Okay.
So after you had your meeting, as a board, we said that any discussion of school property would involve the entire board. Now, unless there is some offer or sale here that is being discussed, I don't think it's appropriate to even talk about it without Ms. Webble.
Well, let's not throw accusations out.
No, I'm
not. Let's not throw accusations out, because
anything.
The discussion that I wanted to have, if you go back to the April 18th meeting, 10 minutes in, Mr. Dunn actually stated in that meeting that he wanted to have a preliminary discussion on busing, and he said he wanted to do that in early summer. So it's early summer, and Mr. Carmody said he wanted to talk about utilities.
Busing and utilities?
Reference to the property. And he said that the board should start to have that discussion.
Is it pressing for tonight to begin that discussion?
Is that something we can talk about at the meeting next month? And I said, well, first of all, we vote on the meetings in January. And I said, and if you go back to January, those minutes, Rob and I were willing to move those meetings, times, and dates around. And Mrs. Webble said they've always been that way.
Look, I'm not going to get into that. If you go back,
you brought it up.
Well, listen, if you go back and look at our meeting minutes for this year, every month has had a special session.
By two members, you and Mrs. Webble. The three
not
of us
myself.
Have not, myself, Mr. Knight, and Mr. Yule have not asked to have a meeting moved.
Okay, so let me just understand. You're digging your heels in and saying we can't postpone discussing district property until next month because Ms. Webble requested the meeting be moved, but you're saying because we can't move meetings. I'm not saying move tonight's meeting. I'm saying let's discuss district property when everybody is present.
This is a preliminary discussion, and what I wanted to talk about was what our administrators asked for. And if you go back to that April 18th meeting at 10 minutes in, our administrators asked, and they gave the time frame.
You put it on the agenda. Is there anything pressing, Mr. Dunn, that we can't discuss next month when everyone is here to talk about it?
There is not, in my opinion, anything that has to be talked about tonight. I think trying to recreate that conversation, I did indicate that at some point we need to talk about busing because we need to make a decision on what we're going to do long term with the bus garage, and that's still certainly a conversation we have to have. It's one that, you know, a year from now, We need to make sure that we know what we're doing, whether we want to continue to operate out of our existing bus garage or not. It was not my intent that that was about the property in terms of any sale or anything like that. It was about the use of the current facilities that we have. We have the bus garage, we have the same thing with the administration offices. Yes, there's going to need to be some discussion to determine what we do with those long-term.
Thank you for clarifying.
Well, out of respect to the administration, I was going off of his request, and it is early summer. As a matter of fact, it's the end of the summer, so.
I think he just explained there's nothing pressing, that we have to discuss it tonight.
So what do we tell the taxpayers? Because I asked Mr. Carmody, he said it would be $150,000 to move those utilities.
Are we discussing that now, or are we talking about the agenda?
Well, I think we should keep it on the agenda, and if we wanted to speak about it, we'll speak about it at that time. Does somebody else want to second her motion?
I didn't know that you made a motion.
I did not make a motion.
Do you want to keep it on the agenda? Do you want to adjust? Do you want to adjust? Does anybody else want to adjust the agenda? Moving on, are there any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Call the roll, please. Oh, any further discussion, I'm sorry. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
No.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 4, board business. Can I have a motion to approve the resolution submitting the question of an additional tax levy for the purpose of current expenses to the electors of the City of Norton School District pursuant to Section 5705.21 of the Revised Code Attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item B, district property. Obviously, we went over some of this. One of the things that I just wanted to discuss in preliminary discussions, a decision will not be made unless there are 5 school board members present. We would never push property or such a big decision forward without 5 school board members. As president of this board, I would never disrespect any board member moving forward. But I think it's a discussion, I know it's a discussion that we have to move forward with, because we have a big decision to be made reference to the facility that was presented to us at the last board meeting. And in that decision, I obviously brought up and discussed with that major facility if we could utilize additional funds in the PI account. So with myself, that's one of the things I wanted to discuss, those additional dollars. But at no point in time would I push a decision without all 5 board members being present. But in that discussion, I went back and listened to the April 18th Committee of the Whole meeting. And in that discussion, Mr. Dunn did talk about that. And what I wanted just to bring up were the utilities in the bus garage. Mr. Dunn, in that meeting, you did say that you were going to discuss with Barberton and or Norton about the busing facilities. Do you have any of those reports?
We have had continued discussion with them. The fact is, we met 2 or 3 weeks ago. There's nothing definitive. We continue to look at the option of whether or not we would share busing with Barberton, or whether we would try to collectively share with potentially even, and when I say Barberton, I'm talking about Barberton School District, or whether we collectively try to create it basically a partnership that we would share busing with not only the 2 school districts but the 2 municipalities. Now that conversation is ongoing and there's nothing definitive to report at this time.
Okay. What about the City of Norton? Is that option?
They have been involved in those discussions as well.
Okay. And then Mr. Carmody with the utilities, respect to that.
Really, the decision needs to be made, and it doesn't have to be now, but the price of the estimate we have is $150,000 to re-hook up the utilities to the current bus garage slash administration offices. So having a discussion of where those, do we hook those up or do we relocate our bus garage? And that could be a lot of different options. That could be on our own facilities, that could be some partnership with someone else.
And just to further clarify that, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Carpenter, but the time that that becomes the critical issue is when we get ready to take down Cornerstone.
Correct. That, if Cornerstone comes down, we lose utilities to that building. So that involves a timeframe for demolition, the timeframe for if we decide to move the administration offices, when and how we would do that. So it's really part of the master plan of the whole transition of the district.
Is it part of the price, though, of relocating the utilities paid for by the 51%, or isn't there an opportunity for that to be absorbed from them by?
Those are co-funded dollars.
Okay, so the cost to our district is not $150,000.
Well, it's $150,000 that comes out of the project. So the district itself, out of the local share, is only paying 49% of that.
Okay. Right, so we're not paying a full $150,000. The district.
That's, I hate to say no, because as we're looking at, say, the bridge, the discussion to the Fieldhouse project, that would be $150,000 you almost take out of that project, the possibility.
Okay.
Because it's a whole project cost, so that's money that we don't get to. So really, we'd be taking our approximately $75,000 out of that project.
Okay, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that there was some discussion where the Facilities Commission would absorb all of that. Is that not accurate?
No, it's co-funded. So they would
absorb
all of it.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it's basically would be a change order on the project, which would be but basically half and half, 49.
But just as a kind of as a further clarification, we've talked about our leftover dollars in that project being $850,000, $900,000, whatever that is. That $150,000 doesn't come off of that. It's $75,000 come off of that, with the rest coming out of.
But it's still half of it would come off of our remaining funds.
Correct.
So we have the value of remaining funds. That's half of the 150, so about 75,000 would come out of our remaining funds.
Okay.
But now the question I have, and again, I think I know the answer, but I want to say it, especially since Mr. Collier's here to clarify if I'm wrong with this, but that demolition fund is already part of the projected costs, so our leftover $850,000, $900,000, whatever that is not really impacted in that because that's already been allocated for. Am I saying that correct, Mr. Collier?
Yeah, they've set aside the state through their master plan budget, and they set aside plus or minus $950,000 to tear down Cornerstone and Grill, which also include the abatement of the asbestos in those buildings. If there, now there is no specific line item for reconnecting utilities, but if that $950,000 doesn't cover the cost and the additional utility connection, then that would come off of the remaining funds available from the high school, off of that $900,000. So if it costs all in to reconnect those utilities and everything, let's say it costs $1 million, that $50,000 would come out of that, $25,000 would come out of Norm's pot. If that shirts a pretty.
So I have a question. This $150,000, which I feel we haven't had any discussions as a board or administration about who's going where, what's going to happen. Obviously, I think those need to happen soon when we have everybody present. But that $150,000 would be a moot point if we didn't reconnect, correct? That's just a cost to reconnect, to set up administration, bus garage. Should we keep those as is? Is that what I understand correctly, or?
Yes.
Okay, so if we decide to, as a board and everything else, to move administration part ways with our bus garage partner up, that $150,000 is no cost to us.
We don't spend that.
We don't spend it, okay. Any idea when we would discuss as a board what's going to happen? I mean, I know our buildings and people kind of want to know.
Well, and I think certainly as you get to January, we're going to be transitioning the middle and high school students to the current high school and the new high school. At that point, we will begin some renovation of the existing middle school. And as we do that, I think, you know, think of that as the second phase. I think the third phase then would be, what are we going to do with the rest of that and with the rest of the district? And I would certainly think that we need to make sure that we have the options spelled out to us through the bus conversations that we're having by the end of this year, so that the board can begin to plan those two, you know, whether you're going to keep the administration and bus garage, whether they're not, or whether you're going to move them, so that when we begin to the demolition of Cornerstone, which could, you know, it could happen about a year from now, probably at about the earliest, but as we've talked about that, it's typically more apt to happen October, November, or something like that. We need to have a plan in place February, March, April, so that we know what we're doing.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very important for further discussion that obviously we know the cost of, if we partner with the city, if we partner with Barberton, what that cost to Norton is. Also, what the cost would be to, should it need updated, the bus garage, administration building, to make it, you know, last a while, so we can make an educated decision on what to do. I mean, is that something that would be in the works probably already? Or, I mean, I know you said there's continuing conversation, but I think, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time. I mean, January, February, I understand that, but.
Well, and certainly we're trying to move through those conversations as quickly as we can. When you have four parties at the table, it's somewhat difficult to get through that. But yes, we have to have our options. And I think once we have the options that are available to us with the busing, it will provide a framework to make decisions for the rest. I mean, if we find out that to do anything different with our busing, as an example, is cost prohibitive, then it makes the discussion on the administrative office that much more easy.
Can I just say something with busing? Because I see you guys writing things. We're not changing transporting students when we talk about busing. It's strictly where do we house our buses and maintain them. Okay, I just didn't want that to not be clear, that we're changing the way we bus students. Okay.
And yet, if it becomes very financially feasible for us to partner to take care of the busing, then it becomes easier to make the decision to move the administration office to free up that property.
Well, currently, I mean, with our arrangement that we have with Barberton, we're making money off of our arrangement with them as it stands.
Very small amount, yes.
But they're paying our guys who do maintenance.
They're paying half of our mechanics. So with before we did it, we had two mechanics. Now we have four.
Okay. And I've been on the board for 5 years. I don't think we've ever discussed the need to put permanent improvements into our bus garage. I've never heard that there's a problem with the bus garage. It needs repairs or anything like that. So I have a lot of concern about discussion of selling that chunk of property. That puts the public that much closer to our students in primary and what will be our middle school. So I take a lot of pause in this whole direction of, are we going to, you know, pair up with Barberton, the city, or anybody else, which making a decision like that or coming up with another location to house our buses, that's got to be years down the road.
Well, I don't know if it has to be years down the road. I think it has to be well thought out, with the options very clear, so you know what direction you're going. You know, and I don't, you know, I'm not saying, I'm not sitting here trying to advocate one way or the other. I think that it only makes sense for us to take a look at what options might be available for us to consider, have that information with some degree of specificity so that we can move forward with that. Right now, I don't have it. We may find out that it's not feasible, and then it's not an issue. But I think we need to go just work through those discussions, see what our options are.
Well, and I would think that safety and the security of our students would come first over any other option.
Absolutely. I just think I would be remiss as superintendent if I didn't at least have those discussions so that we had that information.
What, I don't understand, why would you say that? Barb and the mechanics aren't, what's the reason for that?
No, I was talking about having that chunk of property done. That brings more people on closer to our students in both the primary and what would be the middle school. That's my concern.
Well, the two points that I brought up, I didn't want to get any further. I wanted a preliminary discussion to start with. So that's all I wanted to get started. We'll move forward when all five of us are here. I just wanted to get a discussion started. Does anybody have any further about that?
Yeah, can I add one thing? I think we should look at the partnership opportunities and what updates happen. We probably need to do to the bus garage. Is a completely separate topic from whether we sell the land or not. I don't think those are one and the same. I think they're completely separate. We could keep the land and we could update the bus garage area and still be functional that way. I think as a board, we need to keep those separate. You know, if we find it economically feasible, because if we were to partner with Barberton City, Norton City, and the two school districts in one location, we're going to have a lot of cost savings on fuel and mechanics and tools and things like that, that if we're on our own location, we may not have, as well as the bus garage does need a little update. I would say that. I'm not saying it all has to happen at once, but I'll try to take some pictures. It's kind of falling. I don't think wherever we house our buses and our bus garage, I don't think that has anything to do with selling the land. I would like, that's just my opinion. Let's not halt what we look at of where we work on our buses, where we house our buses. I mean, we've got a fuel tank down there that probably is going to need replaced. You know, so that's completely different of whether we sell the land or not. We need to look at the operations of the transportation and start to talk about, do we want to move the administration offices? I've met with MKC and we've kind of started some preliminary discussions on what would it look like if we moved down to the wing and primary. That's just been kind of a general discussion, just so maybe we have something to talk about. But once again, I still think that's completely separate from, are we going to sell that land or not?
And I agree with you. I think looking at other options, but keeping the property is much more reasonable.
I hope you weren't making that comment based on what I said, because maybe you misunderstood me. My point was, is the reason I asked that question was if we're going to pay $150,000 to move utilities, update the bus garage, keep administration there, that means we wouldn't be a potential moving administration to primary. So now we have space there that would be pretty much unused. What is the most feasible option? Do we partner with one or the other? How much does that cost? That was it. It had zero to do with selling
no,
the property.
I was really just approaching the discussion in general. I see it getting mixed, and I think we should try to keep it separate.
I'm glad you bring those pumps up, because they're rusting. It's, you know, it's coming apart, and the lights are out, and I mean, it's in bad shape. But I would like to bring up a point, since we're talking about, I do get this comment all the time. My understanding was we had this levy about the stadium, because people have an interpretation that we needed to pass it to put this new stadium up because they're doing the road widening project and it was too close to the road. Well, now that they're doing the road widening project, they're going to take some of that stadium out. So are you going to sell the stadium? Are you going to get rid of the stadium? I get that question quite often. So I think some people think that we're selling the stadium, because it was sold to them, or they heard it in one way that the stadium was going to go away.
I don't remember ever having any statement being made to that effect. I know that in the past, that certainly the board has had the question, what do we do with the property? It's never been, there's never been discussed to the point that there's, obviously, it's never been for sale. There's never been a decision to do that. Certainly, I think the board has recognized that somewhere along the, down the line, that would be an option. Doesn't mean that that is certainly the best thing to do or what we're going to do. But the board will have that option at some point.
Well, there's got to be a maintenance cost to that, keeping it up and...
Sure. And it's a matter of, you know, there are a lot of people that say, why would you ever get rid of, I mean, it's frontage, it's green space, you know, you never have enough of those things. It's, that's something that, that, again, there are so many sides and perspectives to that that I think it will be a pretty involved discussion as the board looks at the property that they have and the reconfiguration of the district and what to do with that.
How many feet are they taking out of that?
Basically where the back of the stands are, where the fence is, that basically runs down the cornerstone.
I think it's 15 foot on the side.
Oops. They're taking a little bit more to use during construction, and then it kind of comes back to green space.
Are they going to take that fence out and or put it back in, or we?
The way the contract reads, they're taking the fence out, but they paid us a little bit more than we have the decision of whether we put the fence back.
So it'll be safe and secure and...
Correct.
If I could add one thing too to this whole, that the utility number that's been thrown about here, that also, the utilities to the stadium feed off of that same piece as well.
Okay. Because there'll be sidewalks put in.
Let me talk about that. Yes, there will. We've had, I don't know if you know this, I'm going to tell you. We now officially have word from the city, Valerie Carr, the city administrator, said, there will be sidewalks.
Good. Finally.
Good.
It'll be nice, safe.
There will be sidewalks.
What changed that? Because I've been told different.
So have we.
And so have we.
So
latest information.
So am I. I've been told every single way. The last discussion I had with Valerie Carr, the city administrator, was that they're in the dollars. When it went out to bid, it was bid as sidewalks. The city has tried a grant called Safe Routes to Schools that they did not get the first round. If they're going to resubmit, and if they get it, they basically just get to pull that money out of the project from and supplant it with the grant money. But the sidewalks are in.
Excellent.
I'm excited, Ralph.
All the way down Cleveland Maslin Road?
Try to a certain...
Honestly, I'm not sure which side it will be,
side,
but
we don't have sidewalks north.
I understand.
Yeah,
so
I'm like.
And certainly, I'm not saying that this is the case. When they were originally talking about that, they were part of that 15 feet. Side.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I think it's
on that side.
It hasn't changed where the boundary line is going to be because they bought a certain amount of property, so it will be between basically the fence that's there now and the road. That 15 feet will include that sidewalk.
I think the similar situation would be as you drive down towards Barber and what they've done there, that you have your 6 foot lawn space and then your sidewalk.
Be nice. Anything else?
Some good news.
Yeah.
All right. Committee reports, operations report. We have not met, but I just talked to Mr. Dunn about that. Finance.
Well, and the only thing I would mention in operations is that I did send out, you know, the update from C.T. Taylor, the proposal for the field house, and tried to give some specific information both on the cost and the payment of that along with the cost of the middle school and the renovations to the cafeteria here. So that if any of you have any questions regarding that, please let me know.
Okay. We're going to wait to discuss that until all five of us are here.
Discuss what?
The field house, as I said in the email. Finance.
We haven't met.
Policy.
We're meeting next Monday before our regular meeting here at 7 p.m.
Community engagement?
I don't chair that. We haven't met either.
Okay. And Mrs. Bennett, technology?
We have not met, but I would anticipate we'll probably schedule one within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, one of the things that I did talk, we had a central office meeting this morning, and I talked about the potential for a committee meeting, because the other thing that I indicated in my update was some conversation with Mr. Wright.
Yes.
The director of our compact. He has agreed to come to the September Committee of the Whole meeting. I talked to him today. So we'll have him present, and I would certainly think after that, we would want to take some of that information, and that would be a good thing for the committee to meet and talk about. I think it's important that the whole board hears kind of the scope of what he's potentially thinking and what our options might be, and then further follow up that.
Would it be a good idea for the instruction and technology to meet with our career tech people prior to that, so that we could kind of come up with some ideas and maybe then have information and questions that we could pose to him in September?
I think if we want to do something like that, it would make more sense for us, for that committee, to meet directly with him to generate questions and see where he's going as opposed to our career tech people.
But I don't think
that would be a problem.
Just
to help understand where he's coming from as he comes to that meeting, because we did walk up and take a look at the rest of the Masonry building the other day, and that the feasibility of putting career tech programs there. He is doing some follow-up on the performing arts career tech program that I've mentioned over the last probably 18 months or so. So he does have some things that he's looking into that he shares. Having that conversation and trying to help put together to make sure that his presentation and conversation with the board is pointed and takes care of the questions that we would have specifically make sense to me.
Okay. I can send out an email tomorrow with some dates, and maybe you could coordinate with him.
Certainly will.
Thank you.
Anything further?
No.
Item 5, superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve personnel, retirement, resignation, leaves, items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under superintendent's recommendations, item B, can I have a motion to approve certified contracts effective August 14th, 2016, items 1 through 4.
It's August 15th.
August 15th, sorry.
It's okay.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Anything further? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.